This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do want you involved. Okay? No, seriously, I want you involved in the conversation. I want you involved. You can, there's a dozen ways you can do this. You can head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can get involved in the live chat room there. You can read the wonderful articles we have there. Several writers, including myself. Or you can head over to Facebook. Facebook's got a live. We got a live feed on Facebook as well. And you definitely will find smarter people than I there. And you'll be able to watch live again and comment on it and do all kinds of stuff. You know, you guys send me so many good stories. I want to get to them all, but I can't. I know I can't. I talk fast, but I don't talk that fast. You know what I mean? But if you head over to my website, therealside.com, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things that you've been taught to be afraid of, and I'm telling you, you don't have to be. There's no need to. Right? There's a lot of things we want that are the same. Now, we don't go about them the same way. But there are a lot of things, I believe, that we want for America, together. I mean, I don't want socialism. So if you're on that line, then I'm sure you can find at least two shows in the country that agree with you on socialism. But I want to get to the story because I think it's hilarious. Democrats. I know, it's a sad day for them. Democrats lost over 36,000 voters in Western Virginia. How'd that happen, you say? Apparently, West Virginia doesn't allow dead people to vote anymore. So they were pushed to go through their rolls, and they found over 36,635 dead or departed voters. Now, Republican Warner began working with the state's 55 county clerks almost immediately upon taking office, and was able to report March 3rd that outdated voter lists are being set right. Since I took office in January, he said, West Virginia County clerks have canceled tens of thousands of outdated voter registrations. Imagine if we did this throughout the country. You know, the bigger states like Texas and other places. You know how many people you'd wipe off the rolls? I applaud the continued effort by the county clerks to ensure that all-encompassing voter registration list maintenance process, ensuring an accurate and up-to-date voter file. Warner's office noted that using updated technology and tools, elections experts have estimated up to 10% of the state's voters, or more than, you hear that, 10% of the states, or more than 100,000 registered voters may have changed residency or passed away, and they need to be removed from the voter rolls. Remember I told you, was it West Virginia? It may have been West Virginia. It was a state that had counties that had people that were 120, 150, and one that had one county that had a person that was 160 years old voting. I told Tammy we needed to go there and find out what the secret was. Yeah, drink the water, eat the food. Seriously, that woman that was 106 was on TV a couple of weeks ago. She chalked it up to no men and cigars and brandy. And she wasn't like 160, 106 and decrepit in the chair. No, she was moving. In 2016, over 300,000 postcards were mailed through the Election Reporting Information Center system to dead voters of those already registered to vote elsewhere, telling them that they were legally eligible to vote. Now, the West Virginia Secretary of State's office said it would continue to work to correct the voter rolls and expects more to be removed in the coming months. He said, I'm dedicated to the partnership and the cooperation with our county clerks to achieve clean and accurate elections. And they begin with updating voter registration files. That's true. We know of a group that's running around trying to clean this stuff up, and in L.A. County alone, ones they could easily get to or easily look at, there were 60,000 that they could have cleaned up in a heartbeat. But Dean Logan, the state clerk in California, won't do anything about it. They're going to say our team will remain focused on assisting county clerks with every tool possible from the Secretary of State's office. Warner said that his motto is moving at the speed of business. Yeah, you know what? And that's true. I mean, municipalities are slow. Extremely slow. I had a really good one. I hope I didn't lose it. Let me see. This is a good one. Now, we always hear about consumer confidence, that kind of thing, and where it's at and why it's important. But apparently consumer sentiment is still running high, except for Democrats. Right, so Democrats have decided it's really bad. Things are really bad. It's all bad. Right. So most Americans are quite optimistic that the U.S. economy will do well in the days ahead, though Democrats remain down in the dumps 2 months into Trump's presidency. Now, the index says that consumer sentiment rose to 97.6% in March, up from 96.3% in February. I'm sure that's an Obama thing, though, right? They're excited about him. On a preliminary reading from the University of Michigan, economists surveyed by the Market Watch had forecast a reading of 98%. 2 months ago, the index shot up to its highest level since 2004, largely by Republicans and independents. What are you looking at me like that for? What'd I break? So Republicans and independents are excited about what's happening. Democrats aren't. But I didn't need a study for this. You could see that by the the riots they were having. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I'll get your head to pop. Don't worry about it. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are some messed up white people.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. There are no free rides. Seriously, I know the song says free ride, but it doesn't mean you get one. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me, but I'll take a pause if you want. I want you to go up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and buy my book. Also, you can find the book on Amazon.com if you want as well. And there's where you find your e-book. And you saw a lot of you into that Kindle thing. Yeah, that Kindle thing. That's the best I could do. Sorry. If you head up there to the Kindle, to buy your Kindle at Amazon.com, I guess you'll get it now. I'm telling you, it's a fast read. It's an easy read. Okay, you don't need any more than a sixth grade education to be able to move through it. And hopefully you'll enjoy it. If you enjoy the radio show, you'll definitely enjoy the book. Anyway, consumer sentiment is still running high, except for Democrats. They're devastated. Apparently, you know, Republicans and independents are very happy about the way the economy is going. And a recent survey shows that Republicans are still gung-ho, and a gauge that examines what they expect in the next 6 months climbed to 122% a level that typically signals a new era of robust economic growth, one that we haven't seen in 8 years. No matter what they tell you, it's a lie. There was nothing good economically in the 8 years. Nothing. Now, the expectations index among Democrats, by contrast, slumped to 55% because their guy's not in there. She is not in there. Swing voters were almost exactly in the middle. The expectations index for the independents was 88%. Oddly, there was little difference among voters about the current state of the economy. An index of current conditions rose to 114%, hitting the highest level since, ready for this, it had to be in Obama time, right? Because Obama did such a great job. People loved what he was doing, right? No, it's the highest level since 2000. Still, voters backing the two major parties aren't likely to see eye to eye on most economic matters. Richard Curtin, chief economist for Michigan Survey, said Democrats more frequently report hearing of unfavorable developments, while Republicans more frequently hear of favorable changes. In other words, as I've been saying for a long time, voters only see what they want to see. I mean, think about it. It's true. Depending on what side you're on, it'll depend on how you look at things, parse them, peel them off, so to speak. You know, the Dow, I think today, what did it close at? 29,914. And remember, it couldn't pop 20. In the last 2, 3, 4 months that President Obama was in the ex-President Obama was in office, they couldn't get the pop over 20. Kept playing with it, kept dabbling with it, but wouldn't go. Now Trump gets in, and within what, weeks, months, it's popped over 21, it's popped back down, it's playing again with 21. It'll go over. It won't take that long. You got to pay attention to what's going on around you. You got to make sure. You got to stop this craziness that's going on with misinformation. We can do it. I don't need the newspapers to do it. Our shows can do it. You can do it. You can help spread the truth if you would. But you got to be telling people about the show. You got to be telling people about the things you're listening to, the things that you're doing to make life better. For the country, not just for yourself. So, you know, everybody's screwed about what President Trump's doing. To clean out, to clean up, to lean out our budget, which I don't have a problem with. I'm sorry. So you don't get as many slices as government cheese, right? But it's about time everybody's going to squirm. Everybody's going to have a problem with this. We already know this. They've been riding the gravy train way too long. And again, not everybody's been riding the gravy train. Some people are deserving of the benefits that they're getting. They've paid into them. They deserve to get them back at least. But some of the federal agencies and programs that Trump wants to eliminate, it's not a bad idea. You know, today that fake news that was going all over the place about how he was cutting Meals on Wheels. Look, he's asked most of these departments and groups to cut a couple of percent off the budget. If everybody just cuts a couple of percent, they've been running fat, dumb, and happy way too long. You know, when we went through the so-called recession here back in 09, 10, 11, I know a lot of business owners, people that own pretty large businesses. You know, they have 3,000 employees, 2,000 employees, 1,000 employees, whatever. And many of them said it was almost a good thing in a way because it caused their cash flow to tighten up. It forced them to stop and look at what they were buying, what they were doing, and what they were spending. And some of these guys told me, you know, dumb things where they have, you know, a car dealership, a fellow that I know that owns a car dealership was telling me that, you know, they had 6 different accounts with a water bottling company. They didn't need 6 accounts. They only needed 1. And they would have got a discount because of the amount of bottles they were buying. Now, I know it sounds like little things, but, you know, when you save a couple hundred bucks there, where else are you wasting money? So they, it caused them to stop and look at what they were spending and if they needed to spend that money. Now, President Trump's blueprint proposes to counterbalance a $54 billion increase in defense spending with a slew of cuts, especially in discretionary spending programs, including scrapping some federal funding. Those cuts include complete elimination of a number of agencies and programs across the federal government. They include some familiar names like the Energy Star program and the Low Income Home Energy Assistance program, as well as the more obscure programs that do things like fund airports in rural areas, help low-income families fight climate change, and develop clean energy technologies. In the budget blueprint, the administration asserts that many programs like the LIHEAP, that's a good name, which is the Home Energy Assistance Program, are targeted for elimination because of a failure of to demonstrate efficiency. I think that's a good reason. Just because something has a good title doesn't mean it works or it's good or it actually does anything good. Others, like the Advanced Research Projects Agency Energy, are being eyed for elimination due to the belief that the private sector can handle those functions better. And they can. They can do a better job. I mean, Trump himself proved it with that ice skating rink repair that he did in Central Park. I mean, something small, stupid. I get it. But they really do move faster. Company privatizing some of these things can make them faster, more efficient, and cost less. Others, like the Emergency Refugee and Migration Assistance Account, are said to be duplicative. I'm learning how to speak tonight. With other federal functions. And yes, we've seen this for years. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. You know, I'm late pulling that back up because I just saw this, which is creepy and scary. Bless it. I'll finish the other story in a minute. Was I on the story or was I done? No, I wasn't done, was I? Yeah, okay. Good to know. But this one here, yeah, we're going to have to do this one. Not right now, but we're going to have to do this one. A girl in Britain is set to be the youngest mother ever there, 11 years old. She's 11 years old. I'd like to see somebody go to jail. I think it would be a great thing. This is like so out of hand, it's pathetic. Okay. Now I can get back to the story. Where is it? Did I lose it? What was I talking about? You weren't listening, were you? Oh, yeah, that's right, too. Okay. It takes me a minute. But these are the federal agencies and programs that Trump wants to shut down, close down, pull money away from. And people are freaking out about it. It's like, it's not what you think it is. Now, there's some programs he's targeted, some departments he's targeted, and there's a lot of duplicity in these groups, or these departments, or whatever. 21st Century Community Learning Centers, they provide funding for after-school programs for students in high-poverty areas. Now, some of these, let me see, one of the programs targeted for elimination. Okay, so some of these are targeted for elimination, and I'm sure it's not because they're doing so well. Advanced Technology Vehicles Manufacturing Program provides loans to automotive manufacturers developing fuel-efficient technologies. Yes, goodbye, gone. See you later. African Development Foundation invests in African businesses. How about you invest in some American businesses? Would that be cool? Just a thought. Yeah, you're going to throw up over there, aren't you? I can see it in your face. You're just... Appalachian Regional Commission invests in projects for economic growth in the Appalachian region. I'm good with that. I wish you'd put that back in, though. There's so much poverty in that area, it isn't funny. Somebody needs to look at it. Or maybe they're wasting the money. I'll go with that. They're probably wasting the money. Capacity building for community development and affordable housing provides housing assistance to low-income families. Chemical Safety Board investigates industrial chemical accidents. Doesn't the EPA do that currently? I mean, some of the stuff is duplicity that they're getting rid of. Chesapeake Bay Restoration provides funding for cleanup and protection of the Chesapeake Bay watershed. He's getting rid of a lot of the block grants. The Denali Commission provides economic assistance in Alaska. Alaska doesn't need economic assistance, frankly. Really, the majority of the people who live in Alaska actually get money from the oil companies. Not because the dollars, the profits for the oil is split or given to or shared with Alaskan nationals. What else is there on here? The Economic Development Administration provides funding for economic development projects across the U.S. Now, some of these are, again, these are programs, departments that there's, I'm blown away by how many programs are in here. The Energy Star provided assistance for energy efficient programs. The Endocrine Disruptor Screening Program. Test pesticides and other chemicals for adverse effects on humans and animals. Again, doesn't that also fall under the EPA, or wouldn't it fall under the EPA? Yeah, I'm not trying to make you nuts, but I mean, look at some of the stuff. It's like asinine. The Global Climate Change Initiative. Can we all plug? Yeah, there you go. He's pulling the money from that one. Now, it's funny, we heard earlier that he was pulling the money, was it from NPR, places like that, the national endowments. And I just read an article earlier today that said Sesame Street, which was, an NPR product, right? Sesame Street, not because they can't, there's no revenue from the show because they don't do commercials and all that. They get grants and money and that kind of stuff. But their marketing division, they make over $1 billion a year, Big Bird alone, in the marketing and merchandising of that group. Who gets that money? Does it come back to the American people because we've paid for those programs for so long or not? I'm just trying to understand. The Inter-American Foundation? This should make you pop an eyeball. They provide development assistance to Latin American countries. You look at some of the stuff and you say, why can't we help ourselves here first? Wouldn't that be like really cool? Oh, the Woodrow Wilson International Center. We provide financial aid to a foreign policy think tank. Wow. Just more and more. This is just more and more craziness. United States Institute of Peace. Wow, we should start that. We should start something like that. Look at all the money we can get doing this stuff. They're all over the place. There's so much cleanup that needs to be done in the government. Just at that level alone, billions of dollars could be saved. Girl aged 11 set to become brightest Britain's youngest. They say mum. Right? 11 years old. I don't even want to try to imagine this. And the boy is not much older than her. Now, she's expected to give birth in the near future. The father of the baby is believed to be only a few years older than the mother. Further details of the pregnancy can't be made public for obvious reasons. Local authorities are seeking strict reporting restrictions, from the family division of the High Court. Britain's current youngest mum gave birth in 2014 when she was 12 and the father was 13. And that kid's looked after by her 28-year-old grandmother. Is that cool? Would you like to be called grandmother 28? UK, why is this? It almost sounds like a good thing, right? The UK's youngest dad is Sean Stewart of Bedford. Come on down. Now, who became the father at the age of 12? In 2009, Alfie Pattern claimed he had made his 15-year-old girlfriend pregnant when he was just 12 years old. mean, why, what, where are the parents? Where are these kids? Where are they running around? How do you get pregnant at 11? Really? I know that, but I had read once before that it was, well, yeah, and that's because of the hormones in the food, isn't it? Yeah, that's what I had read. Be careful what you're feeding your kids. Anyhow, hey, this is great because I'm getting to hit all the stories I couldn't get to. As an article just came out in USA News, says that the Obama tax audit turned up millions in offshore accounts. I don't know how true this is. So liberals are always on Donald Trump's case about his tax returns. They don't seem to get that our president doesn't feel the need to rush to get his tax returns out to everyone. You know, if they're so concerned about tax returns, if they're so concerned about who's hiding what, where, and how, what about the Obamas? I mean, and the Clintons. No, not I mean, but the Obamas and the Clintons. Right? The Clintons got more than one set of tax returns. They got money all over the place. Money in offshore accounts. Right? Now, some people claim, there's some stories out there, that Obama has well over $400 million in money sitting in accounts in the Cayman Islands, Ireland, Caledonia, and places like that. Now, they're listed as royalty payments from the National Treasury. So this it could be true. I don't know. Because we know that these guys, how do they go into office? Almost broke. Well, I guess the Clintons left the office broke. How do they go in the office? These offices almost broke. No money, no real skill set. Except to sit in a chair, argue with somebody, and vote yay and amen. And they come out of there millionaires. How does that happen? I'll never understand. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. More coming up after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson, Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. We got, I love it. We have people listening to us all over the world, which is kind of cool. That's not kind of cool. It is cool. A paisan who ended up in Australia. I don't know how that happened, but anyway. So Joe Simiana just sent us a link to a story that's just starting to break in Australia. This teacher's quit after a primary school student threatened to behead her. Frightened teachers at a Sydney primary school have revealed students are showing signs of extreme radicalization at a young age, saying that they've been traumatized by threats of beheading and other violent behavior. I thought the psychologist said threatening kids doesn't work, doesn't help. Students as young as in year five are making the threats and pressuring peers into reading the Quran and at the Punchbowl Public School in Sydney, Southwest. Documents given to the newspaper reportedly reveal that at least 3 staff members have taken stress leave to receive counseling and been paid compensation after bullying from Islamic students. One woman reported claimed it all got too much for her, and she eventually had to quit her job. She said that the final straw was when she received a death threat, threats to her family from her 5- and 6-year-old students. Yeah, I know, 5- and 6-year-old students. Year 5 and 6. Well, how old is that? 10 and 11? Okay. 10 and 11-year-olds.
Wow.
With some saying they would behead her. Prior to that, she claimed that she made a number of complaints in 2014 about some of the behavior in her classroom. She said that she was abused by students when they stopped that when she stopped them from hanging a Syrian flag in the classroom. Yes, Siri, I wasn't talking to you. The woman said she was also pushed into the corner by several students who then began marching around her chanting the Quran. Many of the students also reportedly spoke to family members fighting in the war in Syria, and pupils would walk out midway through a lesson to go and pray. The woman also reported an instance of bullying during which students would say that the child being targeted had betrayed his religion by not going to Muslim scripture. You know, if this is true, I'm not saying it's not, but if this is true, why do they keep letting this happen? Why is the administration letting this happen? Not ours, but there in Australia. She's reported it. The woman now says that her reports or her complaints to the school district were just dismissed. What are they afraid of? A spokeswoman for the education department did not deny that the teacher at the school had been given compensation. However, she said the department was not aware of any religious-related violence at the school. They never are. Really, they never are. Schools must immediately report all concerns of antisocial and extremist behavior to the school district. They do have a dedicated hotline, after all. The Department of Education continues to work closely with the law enforcement agencies on such matters to maintain effective operations and to protect the privacy of students. The department won't, of course they won't identify. That's the same law here in California. Now, the students have since graduated and moved down the road to Punchbowl Boys High. Recently, the principal, can they use the word boys there still? I guess they can, they must. Recently, the principal of that school, Chris Griffith, was fired for refusing to allow the Department of Education to run a counter-extremist program there. A counter-extremist, think about that. To try to keep the kids safe. He wouldn't allow a program that would probably keep those kids safer. Robert Petruno replaced Chris Griffiths and his deputy, Jemana Danau, last week after they were swiftly sacked when the government's de-radicalization program was refused at the predominantly Muslim school. Isn't that funny? But we can't have them in there. We can't have any tests. We can't, basically, look at Australia's doing the same thing. They can't do anything to protect themselves. Isn't that cool? Isn't that nice? Don't you feel better? Really. Now you have no other religious group or anybody else feeling bad about what they're doing and who they are. Isn't that just great? You talk about being like in a whacked zone. I can't think of anything else to call it. Here in California. Now, Jerry Brown opposes the cuts that President Trump put in his budget for California. I mean, look how full of himself these guys are, right? So first and foremost, they sit there and start talking about how he's not their president. He's a buffoon. He's an idiot. He doesn't speak for us. Oh, and by the way, would you give us some money? They're so full of themselves. They're so sure that they are right. Man, it's got to be something in the hallways up there. California Governor Jerry Brown's administration is unhappy with President Donald Trump's budget proposals and how they'll potentially affect several programs of funding. Don't worry about it. No, seriously. They'll just stick it to the taxpayers of California. The president's budget proposes a complete withdrawal of federal government commitment to working with states to solve critical issues of the country, from environmental protection, emergency preparedness, and transportation. Yeah, our boondoggle out here with the high-speed rail. Yeah, the one that, I mean, this thing is quadrupled in price before they turn to shovel. President Trump has argued that many of the programs he seeks to slash funding for are ineffective, outdated, duplicative. He's also noted that some of the programs to be eliminated or cut are also are repetitive. The National Endowment for the Arts, the Corporate for Public Broadcasting, the National Endowment for the Humanities are among, you know, if these Hollywood types really cared about this stuff, they really cared about the arts, heck, they could fund them easily. They've all got enough money between them, they could make this a no-brainer. Brown's administration is also concerned about limited grant funding for rail and transit projects. Last month, the Federal Transit Administration delayed a decision on whether it would approve a $650 million federal grant meant to convert the Bay Area railway system from diesel to electric. The conversion is a key step for completion of the plans laid out by Caltrans for that high-speed rail authority. Now, most people in California now are not for that high-speed rail. Right? They oppose the plan. Governor Brown made a specific appeal to President Trump not to block federal funding for the project. Yes, this was after he called him, you know, a buffoon, a bozo, didn't know what he was doing, no business being president. Jerry would say, well, all those are true. However, Breitbart News has reported that President Trump is enthusiastic about infrastructure and could be interested in funding rail links that make more economic sense. Well, there you go. So Daddy stepped in and said, no, I'm sorry, son, you can't have the Ferrari, but I will allow you to buy this Pinto. State budget writers are reportedly also concerned about the $66.8 billion in federal funding for health care funds that were included in Brown's plan for the fiscal year starting on July 1st, according to the Times. The figure represents 63% of the federal funds allocated under the state budget. So he's already allocated all this, but you know, because they want to go to single payer here in California. He wants to give illegals medical coverage. Brown does. And now they're working through to make this a sanctuary state. There's actually a bill working through the legislature to make this a sanctuary state. Now, the Times also note that the allotment of health care dollars found in the state's Medi-Cal program depend a little less on Trump's budget and more on the fate of the congressional Republican health care reform, or health care plan. They will lose a lot of money in that plan because taken advantage of. How's that? They've taken advantage of loopholes and things in the old Obamacare bill. You know, I told you, these numbers aren't exact anymore, but they're close. You know, California only makes up for 16% of the population of the country. 16%. Yet we make up for almost 31% of welfare money. Or welfare type of money. EDD, those kind of things. Come on, think about that. Let that run through your head for a while. You know, they always say that we get back a lot less than we put in. I don't know, maybe we do, maybe we don't. But think of how much we'd get back for real. Think of what we'd be able to do if we tightened up our laws, tightened up our borders. California people are not for, as a whole, a big whole, they're not for health care for illegals. What are they paying in? What are they doing? How are they contributing? And don't give me this garbage. Well, they pay taxes every year. They pay taxes all the time. You know, it's a little ploy they play, the Dems play. What they really mean is they pay sales tax when they go buy stuff at the store. That's how they pay taxes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, have a great and safe weekend. Don't be stupid. I want you back here on Monday. I want you to be able to listen to the show then. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Let me know what stories you want, who the authors are, who the people involved in the story are. I'd be more than happy to reach out and make it happen. Hey, have a blessed rest of the day. I'm listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.